Now, here on Insight Radio, we like to keep up to date on all the latest technology and software to assist blind and partially sighted people. For a long time, though, if you wanted to perhaps run your own business or do some home accounting or even working in an environment with figures, account software has been, well, pretty much inaccessible. Accomplish Cash Manager from New Zealand now has a very accessible product, and we have Grant Hewison from the company there. He's in Auckland. Grant, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Alan.
Now, we're speaking about Accomplish Cash Manager, which is an accounting product. What made you look at making this more accessible for vision impaired customers?
We have actually been in the marketplace for a long time, 20 years in fact, and really have known little about the accessible world, I suppose. So happily going about our way, providing accounting software for small businesses, primarily across New Zealand and Australia. We were approached about, I guess, 18 months ago now by a chap here in New Zealand, a chap called Terry Bartlett, who runs his own business and he's totally blind. And he, in fact, called me and said, Grant, I'm using your software, Cash Manager, and it's great, but I wonder if you consider making a few more changes. So that, Alan, was really the start of the process that opened up our eyes to this world of the challenges of the blind and vision impaired.
And how much do you think you've accomplished with the work you've done on it so far?
Well, the feedback we have has been extremely positive. When we first were approached, as it turns out, our product worked pretty well already with many of the screen reading products, notably HAL and JAWS and Window Eyes. And we decided that we would indeed take Terry up on his request, and we would do some work to further improve it. And so we did that, and we released about a year ago a version of Cash Manager which had a number of improvements. And as a result of that release, particularly Alan from the US marketplace, we had a lot of interest. And so we, over the last 12 months, have further refined our product, also modified it for the US marketplace in terms of sales tax, and it already works perfectly fine for the UK. And the feedback we're getting is extremely positive. It's been audited by the RNZFB here in New Zealand, and just recently by Vision Australia, and has come through with flying colours, so we're very confident.
Were you surprised about the interest in the product from, as you say, perhaps a community or a group of people you perhaps hadn't considered before?
Well, it's very surprised. As I say, we really knew nothing about this this world, so to speak, and as we have come to know more about it, I can see that the challenges for blind, vision impaired people are huge when it comes to this kind of area, whether they're running a business or indeed just trying to manage their own personal finances. If you don't have a product like this which is accessible, then that's a real challenge. And I suppose from our perspective, the fact that there has been interest, particularly globally, has been quite exciting and important, because this is obviously a niche market, so doing it purely for, say, the New Zealand or even the Australian marketplace is probably not that viable in terms of development time and the cost. But if we can meet the needs of essentially a global niche, including the very large US marketplace, then it's potentially quite an exciting proposition for us, and hopefully one that will change the lives of many people who, up until this point in time, have been unable to manage their own finances.
Did you have any concerns about doing the work to make it more accessible? I'm thinking like the work that had to go into it, the time it would take, and the possible market that it could open up to you.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm the general manager and co-owner of this business, so we're a small private company without endless funds at our disposal. So yes, listen, there's certainly been some moments of hesitation or uncertainty about whether this is the right thing to be doing. As I say, in particular in the last 3 or 4 months now, from the US marketplace, from organizations like the NFB over there, and also from a couple of the big screen reading organizations, the interest that's been indicated has I guess given us the confidence to continue to forge ahead. There's a lot of work to do yet in terms of getting the name out there, so I'm very pleased to be able to be speaking with you on your program, because I think this marketplace it's different to what we're used to. I think there's a lot of, you know, word of mouth communication, which seems to be important. So really at the moment we're trying to get the word out so people know it's available, and hopefully can prove to us that this was a worthwhile exercise.
There's a lot at the moment in Europe and indeed through the UN trying to make products and services more accessible. As someone who's done it, I mean, what would you say to other company owners about going down this road?
Certainly try and work closely with the organisations in your own country or close by that represent the blind community, in our case RNZFB and Vision Australia. If you're an organisation, as we were, that really knew nothing about the marketplace, then there's a heap of mistakes you can make along the way, and sometimes keep making them. And it's obviously a lot easier if you have somebody who's close to the action in terms of knows, understands the market and can help you with that. So I think that would be the first thing. And the second I would say is to make sure you've got a really strong testing regime in place so that you can be sure of each change you're making, because sometimes changes in one area affect another area when it comes to software.
How did you do your testing? I know some people look at doing electronic testing, some prefer to actually have people in seats on the keyboards.
Yeah, no, we're very much in seats on keyboards, I must say. We have been fortunate enough to have a number of individuals, firstly the gentleman I mentioned, Terry Bartlett, here in New Zealand, but also a couple of chaps from the States who have put up their hand to say, hey, good on you guys for what you're doing, and I'd like to help out. So we've had some assistance from a few key individuals who simply we've come to know as a result of our kind of press release material, firstly. We also have our own in-house trainers and testers, and it's been essential that they come to grips, if you like, with the screen reading products and therefore can give us, you know, invaluable feedback on what it's actually like if you're using a screen reader. So we're very much using people to do that kind of work for us, Alan.
Now, we have Penny Gardner, who is the training manager with Accomplish. Penny, this sounds like a fantastic innovation. Is it easy to use?
Alan, Cash Manager is one of the easiest programs on the market. I've been using computer software for a very long time, and I'm a programmer as well. And one of the things that I really like about Cash Manager is its ease of use.
The JAWS does seem to be the screen reader of choice for many at the moment, especially when it comes to kind of the working environment. So, you know, being very versatile, I believe that Cash Manager is quite a versatile product as well, and they seem to work very well together.
Yes, they do work very well, and we were discovered by a vision impaired user in Wellington in New Zealand, and he'd been using our program for quite some time without us making any changes to it. And as a result of that, over the last 12 months, we've actually made further enhancements to it. So we've added a lot more quick keys and a lot of the help files and user training manuals have been redesigned so that vision impaired users can have full access to all our training material and the product in general.
Was it quite a complicated bit of work that had to be done to make it more accessible?
It was probably more time-consuming because the product was written, like most programs, by people who were sighted, and over the years, keyboard use has been dropped off significantly in most software programs. But with Cash Manager, all of the tab sequences worked well, and there weren't many quick keys, but we've just added all of those in. Probably the most work has probably actually been in the help files and the documentation and adding in the quick keys. So I've actually got Cash Manager already open, but I'll just go into it. And what I'll do now is just take them into the area where they'd load in their deposits and payments into Cash Manager, and that can easily be accessed by going into Alt-T and then T off the menu.
Alt-T, menu, max transaction, the navigate, red double down arrow, E. Info max transfer, I. Max transaction. Menu bar, leaving menu bar, transaction served, 11/30/10, bar DBA, 20 to buy ready now, 4
describe the last entry in my transaction screen, and I can arrow up through all of the deposits and payments in my screen, which I'll just go up a couple now for you.
11/30/10, Darka, 17 deposit list. 17,555.77. 11/23/10,
The user can then tab through our options, or they can use quick keys to get to the buttons to do actions like a deposit or a direct deposit.
Well, it certainly seems to be telling you all the information that you need.
Yes, very easy to use, and it works incredibly well with JAWS and many other screen reading programs such as Window Eyes, etc.
Is it quite an easy package to learn?
Yes, very easy. It's got a few main areas that the clients would enter their information into. So there's a very simple transaction button where they can load in their deposits and payments. There's a customer button where they can load in their client invoices, and they can add customers and products as they are actually doing the invoicing process. So they don't have to move backwards and forwards through different menus if they've forgotten to do something. Most actions can be done as they go.
And is it quite a quick program to learn with, say, like a screen reader as well? Because you're not only learning the program, you're learning perhaps all the shortcut keys as well.
Yes, well, I'm not a vision impaired user myself, and I do all the testing with JAWS and Window Eyes myself. And when I was learning JAWS from a vision impaired user, they got me to cover up the screen with a tea towel so that I couldn't see what I was looking at. And to be honest, if you install those programs, JAWS in particular, with the default settings, that's what you were listening to here. It reads everything. So I haven't opted for it to not read certain things, and I haven't sped up the reading speed. So it reads perfectly. It can be used for home accounting. So we do sell a home version, which is a very cut down version. It basically just allows you to load in deposits and payments and reconcile your bank accounts, right through to full general ledger accounting systems where you can email invoices, statements, packing slips, deposit slips, all that kind of thing as well. You can also import the bank statements from the major banks. So if you're able to download your transactions from a bank website, you can use our bank statement import feature to do your bank reconciliation. And that's a feature that for the vision impaired actually gives them total autonomy. Previously, for vision impaired users to do a bank reconciliation, they generally can't read their bank statement, so they rely on someone else to do that aspect of it. With Cash Manager, they can log on through the internet into their bank transactions. They can download a date range from their bank, and then they can start Cash Manager and import those transactions into Cash Manager. They can then switch between two screens. One is the screen that they've put information into Cash Manager in, and the other is their bank statement. And they can read the bank statement on one side and then switch into the other screen and find its matching partner in the cash manager side.
As you said, very, very versatile product. Penny, if people would like to find out more about this software, how can they get in touch with you?
They can go to our website, which is accomplishglobal.com. And on that website, again, it's all vision impaired accessible, so they can just find the country that they are in, being Australia, New Zealand, United Kingdom, United States, and select their country. And then there's a free download that they can click on to download and trial a version. They can call our Auckland number, which would be 0064 for New Zealand, 9 for New Zealand, and 571-4560.
Penny Gardner and Grant Hewson, thank you both for joining me on Insight Radio.
Lovely. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Alan. It's been a pleasure.